Cross Sports Fans. Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports, 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 sports! On Monday, August 31st, Georgetown University former head basketball coach John Thompson Jr. passed away early that morning at the age of 78. In 1984, John Thompson Jr. was the first African-American head coach to win a national championship in college basketball history. He was an All-American in college basketball at Providence College, and he also won two NBA championships as a player with the Boston Celtics in 1965 and 1966. John Thompson, former famous players, all graduated from Georgetown University, like Patrick Ewing, head basketball coach at Georgetown University right now, Dikembe Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning, and Allen Iverson. Rest in peace, head coach John Thompson. Last Friday, on August 28th, Black Panther star actor Chadwick Boseman passed away at the age of 43 from a four-year battle with cancer. It's sad to see anyone pass away. What makes Chadwick Boseman's passing so sad is because he was still young and he was in the prime of his acting career. Chadwick Boseman acted in some sports movies. He played Floyd Little in the movie The Express, the Ernie Davis story, and the movie Draft Day. But he's known for being in the movie 42. He played as Jackie Robinson, the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball, on August 28, 1947, in the movie 42. Now, 73 years later, on Jackie Robinson's day, Chadwick Boseman passed away from cancer on August 28, 2020. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Now, who is the greatest martial artist of all time? Well, five martial artists came to my mind, but I'll start with number five and work my way up to number one. Number five, Jet Li. At 8 years old, Jet Li trained in Wushu with his teacher, Wu Bin. At 12 years old, Li won his first national championship for the Beijing Wushu team. He also fought against adults as a young teenager in the Chinese Wushu Championships and won 15 gold medals and one silver medal. Jet Li is known for being in movies like Once Upon a Time in China, Romeo Must Die with the late singer Aaliyah, Kiss of the Dragon, and the Expendable films with Sylvester Stallone. But for me, I remember Jet Li in the movie Lethal Weapon 4. He was a villain for the first time in his movie career, and he scared me. If you dishonored him by not doing your job in the movie, I just say it like this. That person or people were in deep, deep trouble. We will never be enemies, Jet Li. Number four, Jackie Chan. At the age of four, Jackie Chan started training in martial arts. He earned a black belt in Hapkido. Chan also trained in Wushu, Kung Fu, Karate, Judo, Taekwondo, and Jeet Kune Do. In his acting career, Jackie Chan appeared in over 160 films and did his own stunts as well. Known movies like The Young Master, The Legend of the Drunken Master, Rush Hour series with comedian Chris Tucker, and Rumble in the Bronx. That movie made me look at Jackie Chan in a different light. That man can beat you up with a shopping cart, a ladder, skis, bottles, pull sticks, helmets, and the list goes on and on. I tell you what, I would never want to get into a fight with Jackie Chan in an alley. He will make you pay. He will make you scream, ah! Number three, Ip Man. He was a Hong Kong legend martial artist, and he was the grandmaster of the martial art Wing Chun. He trained a lot of students and some became very famous, but not as famous as his former student, Bruce Lee. If you don't know anything about Ip Man, watch his Ip Man movie series. Actor and martial artist Donnie Yen played as Ip Man in the movie series. They showed how really fast Ip Man was back then and talked about his life. I recommend to everyone to watch that movie. Number two, Bruce Lee. Yeah, I said it. Bruce Lee is number two on my list. If you never heard of Bruce Lee before, then you should stop listening. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. You should keep on listening. Listen, Ip Man may have trained Bruce Lee, but Bruce Lee was no longer the teacher. He became the master to so many all over the world. Lee created his own martial arts, hybrid martial arts, and Jeet Kune Do. Even after his passing in 1973 at the age of 32, his martial arts are still being taught all over the world to this day. The movies Bruce Lee did stood out were The Big Boss, Game of Death, Fist of Fury, and Enter the Dragon. Do you remember the scene of Enter the Dragon when Bruce Lee was talking about emotional content when he told the student to kick him? The student did kick, but it didn't touch Lee. And Bruce Lee said, "So how did that feel?" The student said, "Let me think." Bruce Lee hit him on top of the head and said, "Don't think. Feel. It's like a finger pointing away to the moon." The student looked up to Bruce Lee's finger and the sky. Bruce Lee hit him on the head again and said, "Do not concentrate on the finger or you will miss out all of its heavenly glory. Do you understand?" That's one of my favorite movie scenes of Bruce Lee. Be like water. Unfortunately, Bruce Lee is not the greatest martial artist of all time. Finally, who's number one on my list as the greatest martial artist of all time? Well, that person is Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movie series. Yep, I said it. The reason why Mr. Miyagi is number one on my list is because he is quiet and calm, but he can kick your butt if he had to. What stood out to me about Mr. Miyagi was in the tornado scene in the movie Karate Kid Part 2. A tornado hit Mr. Miyagi's small town village in Okinawa and destroyed almost everything. Daniel-san noticed Mr. Miyagi's former best friend, Sato's house collapsed on him and a big piece of wood was on Sato's torso. Mr. Miyagi and Daniel-san ran out into the storm to help the other people and Sato. Then Sato yelled out to Mr. Miyagi when he saw him and said, "Miyagi, now you come to fight? Coward! Now when I'm helpless, you are lower than a dog. Now the whole village see this is the only way you can win." Mr. Miyagi broke that big wood on Sato's torso with one hand and saved his former friend's life. The next morning, Sato apologized to Mr. Miyagi. They became friends again, and the rest is history. How many martial artists do you know that can break a big piece of wood like that? Nobody, except Mr. Miyagi, and that's why he is the greatest martial artist of all time. I just wanted to mess with your minds. Bruce Lee is the greatest martial artist of all time. I told you on the first episode of Cross Sports Podcast, expect the unexpected. You didn't believe me. Well, it just happened. Hey, sports fans, please subscribe, follow us, and download Cross Sports Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Anchor. Next time on Cross Sports, we will talk about the WNBA. Which team will win the WNBA championship in 2020? We'll talk about that next time on Cross Sports. Peace.